My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Now, back to Willard and Dibs on 95.7 The Game.
Well, we're here. In 18 minutes, the NFL season has started.
You sure?
Well, no. Actually...
Got you to backtrack pretty quick, didn't I?
Yeah. I guess we've got breaking news. You want to hit the little sounder thingamabob? It's kind of a big deal.
95.7 The Game. Breaking news.
We've spent the entire afternoon counting down the clock incorrectly.
Oh,
yeah, because the game time just changed. They're going to play it tomorrow now instead. No, I'm kidding.
Wow.
But apparently there was some lightning in the area. They have pushed kickoff back 20 minutes. 20 minutes. So that means you got more time to get home.
Yeah.
If all of you, if you're like, it's 5:02. If you're hopping in the car after a long day at work, congrats, you did it, you made it. And now you got more time to work your way through Bay Area traffic to get home in time for the start of this game, because they have moved it from 5:20 to 5:40. Although it also looks like whatever weather was causing problems has worked its way through. And Lamar Jackson and Patrick Mahomes and the entire crew are on the field getting all warmed up right now.
Yeah, and I think that's where the delay came. The inclement weather was a while ago, which prevented them from going out and getting warmed up in time. I looked at the screen about an hour and a half ago, and it was dumping, and there was lightning in the area, so that's when they had to stop fans from coming in and the players from getting loose.
Well, they better have lightning in the area. Because I don't want any of this, like, I mean, that was my first thought when they're like, oh, they're delaying the game because of weather. I'm like, since when do we delay games because of weather in the NFL?
Usually not.
Oh, it's raining? Well, so what? It was raining when Brock Purdy was trying to play Green Bay. They make you play. You got to play.
It was snowing years ago.
Miami and the Chiefs, playoff game last year, whole thing was snowing.
Yep. You play.
Yeah.
You get it just to play. Comes down to safety. If it's lightning, then you know, you're not going to make the players go out there. You can keep the fans from going out there as well.
We're also watching everybody kind of run out onto the field for the first time. And this is that time of year where guys head out onto the field and you're like, oh my gosh, look at them. They're like completely different. I don't know if you've seen, Travis Kelce, but Kelce's got like a mustache and then hair. Like floppy hair.
Oh, really?
Yeah, you know how like he's been wearing the shaved head. He's like heading toward, it's not long yet, but he's heading for Kittleville. He's got like hair.
Got hair?
Yeah, there's hair. Like when he runs, it bounces. That kind of hair.
Okay.
Travis Kelce.
The Taylor impact right there.
Taylor
probably said, I would like you to have a little bit more hair.
Nothing will change a dude's look faster than when his girl's like, I don't like that look. You shouldn't wear that shirt anymore. I'm like, that thing will go to Goodwill so fast. I could have bought it yesterday. If Christy looks at me and goes, oh, that's an interesting choice. I'm like, all right, we'll go to Goodwill right now.
True story.
I mean,
if I can give you 30 seconds on yesterday,
yeah.
I left the house in a shirt that the lovely Supper, my wife, she can't stand it. She told me as much last week. So I had it on and I was going to the Summit and I looked at the shirt and I thought, you know what? I want to get a nicer shirt. So I went down to Dick's Sporting Goods and bought myself a golf shirt. Threw the golf shirt on. I thought it looked good yesterday. And wore it home. I was waiting for her to be like, it's a really nice
shirt, Dibs. Yeah.
Didn't say a word.
Uh-oh.
But well, at least I didn't come in with a shirt that I knew she hated.
But yeah, but no.
To your point.
No,
like,
words doesn't necessarily mean bad.
No, that's a thumbs up.
Yeah, that's a good
thing. Because most of the stuff I wear, she's like, really? That? That with that?
Well, even worse is when you get the look, but no words.
Yeah.
Oh. You're wearing that?
All right. What I get is, so that's what we're going with? And usually it's only pertinent when I'm going to be out with her. Then the scrutiny is at a higher level.
What's the number right now? Are we still at 2.5?
I got it at 3 right here.
Is that where we're at? Let me get an update. What are you looking at? What site?
I'm just looking at ESPN, which populates from ESPN Bet.
Okay.
Bet.
Bet.
Opened at 3, and it sits at 3.
Let's see. But you're still seeing it at 3, huh?
I'm seeing 2.5.
Yeah, I'm seeing...
Well, I'm seeing the Ravens plus 3, but that's minus 120.
Yeah.
So that would tell me that it's about to tumble to 2.5.
Yeah, I'm seeing it at 2.5 and an over-under of 46.5.
Yeah, I'm seeing 45.5.
46.5.
And I'm seeing 46.
Okay, there you go.
Look at that.
And it's different shops have different numbers.
Sure.
We should probably, as a show, agree on a sauce. That way we don't get into these quibbling arguments over the next 272 games.
Well, I am on a very large and reputable overseas book.
I'm just looking at ESPN Bet, which is populated by...
Well, you know where we should go. I'll tell you where we'll go, because there's a site called Vegas Insider.
Of course, and they have all of them.
Yeah, and so what they do is they just kind of like, they gather it together. And
it's an amalgamation of all the lines.
It is. And so right now...
what that is.
Yeah, well, sure.
It's an amalgamation sensation.
Yeah, it sure is.
Yeah. Grandy gave me the look I had to.
Yeah, it opened at 3. It is... at most books right now, is it at 2.5?
Yeah, BetMGM, Big Shop has it at 3. FanDuel has it at 3. ESPN Bet has it at 3. I see as many threes as I do 2.5s, but it's neither here nor there.
Yeah.
It won't deter me from the lock that I'm about to give out. If you're so inclined to...
You have a lock?
Mark, do I have a lock? They don't call me Nostra Diblis by accident. I'm a man who sees the future.
I actually don't think they call you Nostra Diblis anymore. I don't think they call you that.
You obviously haven't been out on the streets of late.
Oh, I've been on the streets. I've been inside, outside, on the roof, on the ground floor, ear to the ground, feet on the ground.
Boots on the ground.
I've been everywhere, man.
Then you've heard it.
And no, what I've heard is, hey, Willard, what does Dibs like? Because I want to fade the Dibbers. So
what?
Well, I was ready for this. I knew you were going to do this.
Well, you knew I was going to do what?
I knew you were going to be like, I got a lock.
Well, dude, there's 272 games this year in the NFL. I'm probably going to go 272.
I knew you were going to think that you had a lock. And don't look surprised. You know this. Grandy and Lucas have actually been discussing purchasing a home together because they've been betting
that's
against everything that you've given them over the last 6 months.
It's false. I've been hot. I've been white hot. I've been, like, desert hot.
We were more ready for this than you think.
How so?
We conspired. We conspired.
Against me?
Not really against you.
Feels like it.
We're with you, but against you.
Like, that's nice.
People want to know your pick, just not for the reason that you think. So, we put this together for you.
It's time for Fade the Dibbers.
Please explain.
Nostra Diblis gives out his pick. You bet against it. You make money.
Cash me out one time.
It's that simple.
Thank you, Dibs.
Dibs, what's the lock of the day?
Oh, that is just...
That is from us to you.
Okay.
And so we are all...
Oh, my God.
With bated breath, we await this pick so that we can do the opposite.
Well, I'm just going to give it to you straight then before we get into that unbelievable sounder. You take the Ravens. You take the Ravens in the three.
Yes! Lock it up. Chiefs.
Oh, come on.
Oh, my 16-team parlay. I already took the Chiefs minus the 2.5.
Well, then your parlay is dead by tomorrow morning. Lamar Jackson, they're out for revenge. It's a revenge game for Baltimore, and it doesn't matter that it's at Arrowhead. Kansas City starts slow. You lock it up with Baltimore, even if it's 2.5. If you can't get the three, you get the 2.5. Baltimore's going to win the damn game. Lock it in. Yeah, thank
you. Lock it in. Baltimore plus 2.5.
Yes.
We will track this all year.
You'll be sorry.
I will be betting against you. Grandy's going to be betting against you.
I don't
you.
Mind it.
Ken, do you have any money? You should bet against him.
Ken doesn't have the guts to go against Dibs.
I'll put something in.
Thank you. Lucas is off this week. He's still going to put something in.
He's in the Cayman Islands betting against me.
I think people are driving home right now, pulling over so that they can get on their app. And bet the Chiefs. Ravens plus 2.5, huh?
Lock it in.
Okay.
And I can't wait until we get halfway through the year and your boy is like 14-6, and we'll see how squeamish you are when you're 6-14 betting against me and how quickly you come running back to Dibby.
We'll see about that.
Yeah, we will.
We will see about that.
Yeah. And in that open is there's a Roxy Bernstein, please explain.
Yeah, did we ask him if that was okay, by the way? Did we check with Roxy to see if
it happened on our air, so it lives on our air.
I know.
The other piece, Joe Fortenbaugh. Thank you, Dibs.
Yep.
That was a Joe Fortenbaugh callback.
Yeah, I was just searching through a bunch of stuff and found it and I figured it worked, so I dropped it in there.
Well done, Grandy. As much as I hate Mark Grandy, I respect him.
I mean, I hedged a little bit on tonight because...
No.
I didn't hedge the bet. I'm talking about my own rooting interests.
Okay.
Because in two of my leagues, Lamar Jackson is the quarterback on my fantasy squad. So I will automatically be rooting for the Ravens to score some points. In a way, you're sort of betting on your quarterback when you're betting against his team. I want Lamar to be hucking the ball around there in the fourth quarter.
You want him
trailing. Yeah, like go chase those points, Lamar. I do think both of these defenses are really good, though. And it's week one, which means you got to get all the kinks out and everything like that. And so this may not be, like, the bet of the night might actually be the under 46.5, but we'll see. I do remember that Chiefs-Lions game last year on this very same night was pretty low scoring, wasn't it?
Yep.
I want to say it was like 17-16 or something like that in favor of the Lions. Now, part of that was Kadarius Toney was bouncing balls off of his face mask.
He dropped like 5 passes in that game.
21-20.
Such a hot mess.
Which was an under, I'm sure. Yeah,
and there was a defensive touchdown in that game, too.
That's a good point. Yeah, exactly, for the Lions. So I don't think the offenses are necessarily going to come out and be going up and down the field, but wouldn't put them past them either. But I'm hedging a little bit on that so that, you know, Lamar, you do your thing.
Yeah.
But the Chiefs, you come out on top. I'll give the Chiefs a, kind of a 27-23 type of a win.
For the sake of bookkeeping really quick,
yep.
You're getting the 2.5 or we're giving you the 3 points?
Well, that's up to you guys. I mean, I'll take the 3.
That's his way of saying give him the 3.
We can give him the 3.
Yeah, give him the 3.
I mean, you guys are so confident to fade me, and you're going to quibble over a half a point.
Well, I want to get the number
that's
right.
That's some real chicken salad right there.
No, it's not chicken salad. I just hate, I hate ties. We don't want any pushes. So, there's if the Chiefs win
by... Push is the way it goes.
Yeah, I know.
Push is a push. Niners are going to have a tie this year now. 11-5-1. I've already got that on the record. Thank you. And you can fade me on that all you want. Over under 11.5 wins, I'm taking the under on the Niners. So all you can bet the over, fade the Dibbers. I'm not mad about it. I'll be honest. I'm not.
I have to remake the open with that soundbite in there now. Sorry.
Put in some tennis grunts too if you need them.
Absolutely need to do that.
He won't.
Oh, God.
Whatever.
That was funny.
Came in a good mood today,
too. You sounded like the voiceover guy from Big Thunder Mountain at Disneyland. Oh, hold on there. Have some glasses. Find the dimmer.
That's pretty funny. You guys got me with that. All right.
Oh, gosh.
I'm going to do extra homework this year. I'm out to get. Yeah, I'm out to get you guys now. That's it. The show's turned against me. 25 years in the market.
Well,
can't catch a break.
I think you earned it. You earned it.
I had a little cold streak in the summer. I ran a little cold.
It's been called 2024.
Okay.
Your cold streak.
And that's out of bounds.
There's a name for it. It's this year.
Yeah, there's a reason why my betting app has been shuttered. It was hot in March, college basketball.
Dude, somebody texted this in twice at the Xfinity Mobile text line. Fade Dibs locks always.
That's just, give me that phone number. I'll call that person. I'll find it. I see it.
925-321.
You're not giving out a phone number. Don't do that.
You can guess the last four. Yes. By the way, speaking of predictions, we promised this to you. This is courtesy of DraftKings, and this is your boy, LeBron James.
I got Baltimore coming out of AFC. I'm not counting out Patty Mahomes. It's like you'd never count out Tom Brady, obviously. But I just feel like this could be Baltimore's year. They got Derrick Henry, man. One of my favorite players in the NFL. They brought him in. And I got the Niners going back. I just think the Niners, man, they just, you know, they're right there. They're right there. Another year under Brock Purdy's belt and the rest of those guys, because that's a hell of a 1-2 punch with Debo and Brandon Ayuk. I think it'll be a rematch of Niners and Baltimore. Final score, man, I don't know. I just want to see a great one. I love NFL guys. I don't want to be on somebody's bad terms. So,
man, if you're not going to give a final score, then don't cuss and then say nothing. Like, come on, man. If
you can't give a final score prediction for the Super Bowl in September. I mean, the two teams, yeah, cool, you did it.
Yeah, Ravens, Niners.
Okay.
Way to go out on a limb.
Yeah, I mean,
that's fine. Like, that's right. Very, very viable. I thought that's what it was going to be last year.
It probably should have been the two number one seeds.
Yeah, once the playoffs started, I really thought that's what it was going to be last year.
It felt like it was the Ravens' year last year. And it's
especially on Christmas night.
Well, especially at home against Kansas City in the conference championship game.
Trying to enjoy my family and have some good food and look at all those presents that everybody's still excited about. And they ruined the whole thing. Four interceptions. Good Lord. But yeah, I like the Ravens. Absolutely. And, that's an interesting situation. Rashee Rice avoiding the commissioner's exempt list. But don't forget that, especially for anybody who has Rashee Rice on their fantasy squad this year. It's probably going to be something that gets dealt with after the year. That's my guess. But this one, for some reason, did not get that much attention. When people go into the fantasy, they're a little worried about Brandon Ayuk is holding out. And, oh, did you see Ja'Marr Chase threatened to not play this weekend? This guy is facing 8 charges for his street racing accident earlier this year.
Right.
8 charges.
I just can't believe that he's not facing any potential punishment from the league for this.
No, he might be. He might be.
But he's just not on the exempt list.
Not yet.
Gotcha.
You know, not yet.
Six-car crash.
Yeah, and let the system run its course.
And it's a potential third-degree felony, which carries a possible sentence of 2 to 10 years in prison.
Yeah. Yep. So, that's sort of a .. TBD. But anyway, yeah, we've talked about this a little bit. I'm trying to keep the Super Bowl out of my mind and out of my mouth for as long as possible. But it's the preseason, and this is what you do. You know, you sort of predict the Super Bowl. I'm not even capable of, like, picking someone else in the NFC. I know yesterday at the summit you picked the Lions to win the NFC.
To win the NFC.
To win the NFC, to go to the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
You're picking the Lions.
I guess. I mean, honestly, that was more of a reaction to sitting next to Troll Metz. And, you know, when Troll Metz did his full 180-degree turn after infuriating the crowd and, you know, we're going, and that whole thing, it kind of put me into a corner.
I will say this. Speaking of Steiny and Goo, so I'm driving around earlier today, and they had, oh gosh, now I'm going to suddenly forget his name. Who's my man on NFL Network who came on the show with them today?
Steve Weiss.
Steve Weiss, thank you. So Steve Weiss is on, and I really like Steve's work, and they asked him an interesting question, and it made him pause, and they go, okay, who's the most intriguing team in the NFL? And you can answer that however you want.
I loved his answer.
Whatever you're intrigued by. And he paused and he goes, And it, right during that pause, I go, he's going to say the Houston Texans. And he goes, I'm going to say the Houston Texans. And I really, the reason my mind went there is that would have been my answer. I am so intrigued by that team. Now, he went on next to say they may have the best roster in the NFL. I think that's a little hot, a little quick.
Well, he was talking about too deep, not just like...
Correct.
And if you look at the Niners' first 22, all 11 on both sides, they might have the best 22, but when you get down to that 48 and the 53, do they have the depth of other teams? That's kind of the point he was making, and I buy it.
No, they're deep. They are good on both sides of the ball. They've added Stephon Diggs. I'm waiting to see how great or not great that is.
Voted team captain by his peers.
And that's fine. And normally he does take a couple years before he annoys everybody. So I'm sure they're in their honeymoon phase. But I also thought about it from a fantasy football perspective. People are drafting Texans wide receivers as if it's normal that three wide receivers can produce as fantasy starters all on the same team. And I would argue that's pretty rare. Like, give me the last football team that gave you three wide receivers that all produced points for you to put in your fantasy lineup in the same year. I can't think of who did that with three.
Yeah, I'm trying to think about recent vintages. I thought about T. Higgins and Jamar Chase, but I can't come up with a third there. And, you know, the Dolphins had Tyreek and Waddle and... They spread it around, but you'd have to have an offense that's going to be really throwing the ball a lot.
Totally.
And a team that probably doesn't have a very prolific tight end.
Yeah, I mean, I'm looking at it right now. Go to the Rams, Cooper Kupp and Puka Nacua. Okay, the Niners with Brandon and Debo, for sure. You can tuck a tight end sometimes in there where the receivers and the tight end all produce. But a WR3, like, is Tank Dell going to be a thing still? Is he going to be on the field enough? You know, they've got a running back now that they added in Joe Mixon. I know C.J. Stroud's really good, but anyway, these are all reasons why I do find them intriguing because I don't know exactly how it's going to look. Everybody there is so young and new, even the coach, who we love, in D'Amico Ryans. It's all so new, and now they have the burden of expectation for the first time. They didn't have that last year. They were everybody's darling. They only went 10-7. You know what I mean? So we'll see, but they are. This is a very, very good roster.
They got a quarterback that everybody's high on.
And a division that people think stinks that I don't think stinks.
You know, Indianapolis should be better, and Jacksonville has been pretty good other than the second half of last year. They've been just fine.
I don't think the Titans are a bad football team. They got a new coach. Their wide receiver tandem is as good as anybody's, at least on paper. I think they're going to throw the ball more. Their defense is improved. They took Legarius Sneed from the Chiefs. Like, watch out, Tennessee Titans. I mean, put it this way.
Depends on the quarterback play, if he can really be consistent.
For sure, but all four teams are viable. Put it that way. Those are viable to be like pain-in-the-rear opponents. There's no walkovers in that division, and last year there were.
And Houston's favored, right? Followed by Jacksonville and then Indy and Tennessee.
I think so.
I would think that the order.
I think so. But, like, you look at the AFC is fascinating, man. Like, everybody could be okay. The Patriots are the only team that people are like, well, they stink. And I'm like, I don't know. Is Jacoby – I don't even know if Drake May is starting.
He's not, I don't think.
Well, no, not to start.
Right.
But, I mean, like, is he – I would imagine he's going to get the gig by October unless they come out and start winning all their games. They're a huge underdog.
Is Denver any good? I mean, the Raiders aren't great, but...
Yeah, Raiders and Denver are the next two question marks. But at least Denver... I don't know if you're going to be high on Chicago and Washington and Like, why can't you be high on Denver?
You can. I mean, you're allowed to, but yeah. I'm not buying it.
I mean, they're in the division with the Chiefs.
Right. And the Chargers should be better with Harbaugh. So I think that, you know, as far as divisions go, the AFC South is getting a little slept on. Everybody's so high on Houston, CJ Stroud, and I'm going to be watching a ton of Houston this year because Stroud is my quarterback.
Beautiful.
Happy to
in
get him.
In our league?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good for you.
Yeah, I was happy to get him. It was in a spot where I probably had to pull the trigger on a quarterback, and so I'll be watching him very closely. And I have a hang in there, big guy. There'll be brighter days ahead as well. Jared Goff.
As your backup.
Yeah.
He was one of my QBs last year when we won the championship.
Yeah.
We won the championship.
Yeah, you had to do it again.
Jared Goff.
Over Matt Steinmetz.
Jared Goff.
Totally.
Actually, if you ask me, outside of the whole, like, I'm a Niners fan and here we go, what am I most excited about with this football season? It is the fact that I don't think I need my second hand to count the number of teams that I'm like, I know they're going to be bad. There just aren't that many.
Yeah.
And maybe I'm being optimistic in spots, but like I'm open to, I don't know what the Cardinals and Bears and Vikings and Commanders are going to look like. Like, I know the Giants are going to be bad. I know the Panthers are going to be bad. I know that the Patriots are going to be bad. And when I say I know, you know, air quotes. And I know that the Raiders aren't much of a threat. And that's simply because you didn't do anything big at quarterback. Doesn't mean that Pierce is a bad coach. Doesn't mean that some of their, like, I don't really like any of their running backs. I don't like their quarterback. I like their wide receiver.
They have a good defense, too.
I like, yeah, you know, we'll see. Yeah, they've got some players. I like the tight end that they drafted. We'll see what they do with him. But they're not a threat, especially in that division.
Right.
But I gave you four teams. That's it. The rest could be interesting, could challenge people. So, like, man, Godspeed to your survivor pool. Try to find an easy pick.
Right, any week.
There isn't one.
Yeah.
I'm even scared of this Cincinnati game this weekend. 8.5-point favorite over the Patriots.
Yeah, you just never know, especially if Jacoby Brissett is, you know, a veteran quarterback and somebody comes in, makes a couple plays, and one turnover can cost you.
He's a pro now.
Yeah, and I mean, there aren't as many, like, slam dunk teams either. If you wanted to, like, take your five best teams and have them be your picks 1 through 5 and then, you know, try and ham and egg it after that, there aren't really that many slam dunk winners week in and week out.
You're probably right. Like, in the NFC, Niners, Lions, Packers. And I know everybody wants us to say the Eagles and the Cowboys, but I'm not going to. I think it's funny how many people are just like, the Eagles are going to be really good. Even though the last time we saw them, they couldn't even function. They couldn't tie their shoes by the end of last year.
Everybody's high on the Eagles in a bounce back.
I have no idea why. I get it. Their roster has a lot of talent. They added Saquon Barkley. Okay. But whatever was going on last year was something that was rotten from the inside. Have they fixed it? I don't know. Their Hall of Fame center left and just this week said Jalen Hurts needs to be a better leader publicly.
Yeah. That's awkward.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. So
he's Team Sirianni then, because clearly those two are at odds, Jalen Hurts and Nick Sirianni.
And then the Cowboys, like, come on, give me a break. So I don't know that they're going to be good. I really don't. AFC, I know Kansas City's good. I know Houston's good. I know Baltimore's good. I'm pretty sure Buffalo's good. I think highly of Miami. I don't know about anything else. Even the, like, and I know some of the sexy ones. The Jets. Yeah, probably. But I got healthy Aaron Rodgers skepticism, which, you know, one of the things we'll be looking for the most on Monday night.
Right, and then it's Tyrod Taylor if he goes down, and I think your season, you know, kind of plummets from there, as with most teams, but. You know, you just named about 9 teams, 9 or 10 that you feel pretty confident in, and some of those were just, you know, slightly confident. So for survivor pools, it just comes down to a lot of the things that I was running down earlier in the week for me, and that is looking at rest disadvantage. As you get deeper in the season, is this team coming off a Thursday game? Are you coming off a Monday? What's the travel spot like? What's the rest advantage or disadvantage like? I do think those little factors in close games become really big factors.
I want to share a couple other things with you. Interesting pieces of sound as we get ready for the NFL season to start. And if you're just joining us, yes, indeed, the game is delayed. It will start in 11 minutes. The NFL season is down to 11 minutes away. But a couple things that are a little bit of a primer for the 49ers getting started on Monday night. And now these are coming from high-level places, okay? When it comes to quarterbacking, the names do not get much bigger than this. Let's start with Tom Brady on Colin Cowherd's show talking about, through his eyes, the importance of Trent Williams being back in the fold.
I would be driving him to work every day if I was the quarterback. I'd be making sure Trent was with me every single place I went. There's no better protector in the NFL than Trent over the years. And I think the way they use him, and obviously they – I think San Francisco's run game is incredible, the way they scheme their run game up. But having Trent in there, it's just an entirely different offense because of his athleticism, his rare combination of size, of quickness, of power. I mean, he's just, when he gets out there on the field, he's a matchup advantage for the Niners every time that he takes a snap out there. So when they have him out there, they all feel confident. A lot of those plays are going to go to the left side of the line of scrimmage right behind him. They know that when he's in pass protection, he's going to hold up as well as anybody. It doesn't really matter who he goes against. He's a tremendous player. And it's Niners had, you know, between the Ayuk signing and Trent. I mean, that was a little worrisome a few weeks ago. I actually did a practice game in against the Saints up in Santa Clara a couple weeks ago. And everyone was a bit concerned. But I think now a lot of those concerns are eased when both those guys are back in the building.
I mean, I think Brock Purdy has handled this. And when I say this, I mean just sort of being the front-facing player now of the 49ers. He's handled this really, really well. But of all the things that have gone on with his offseason, I agree with Tom. Like, this is absolutely the most important. Because if you ask me, what's one thing that I really, really want for the 49ers this year? It's a healthy season for their quarterback. And Trent Williams is directly tied to that.
Yes, and the healthy season for the quarterback is the single most important factor in any season. And I did this a couple of weeks ago as we were getting closer to the season. I ran down the list of quarterbacks who didn't miss games last year, and that was basically your playoff field. 14 teams make the playoffs, and of the 14 playoff teams last year, I believe only two of them sustained any injury at quarterback. One of them was Cleveland, and they turned to Joe Flacco, and he led them to the playoffs, and they lost. And I think there was one other team that had a quarterback miss at least three games. So, yes, quarterback health, number one most important thing. And Tom's right about Trent Williams and his importance, not only in the pass game, but the run game. And watch this year, anytime it's third and short and they're going to run it, or fourth and short and they really, really need it, they go Trent's way. And that's just how you make your money on this team.
Did you say there was one other playoff team that had a quarterback?
Yes.
Missed three?
I thought so.
My guess is that would have been Miami and Tua. But I could be wrong. No, he played in all the games last year. Yeah, I don't know who else missed at least three games and still made the playoffs.
Might have just been the one team then.
CJ Stroud missed a couple games. Maybe it was them.
Okay.
But I thought he only missed a couple. So anyway, be that as it may. There's also this, speaking of quarterbacking, and this is from, let's see, Omaha Productions and ESPN. This is Football with Kevin Clark. So he sits down with Troy Aikman, and the subject of Brock Purdy came up.
I'm a big fan of Brock Purdy's, and if he had been a first-round pick, we'd all be talking about what an amazing player he is. But because he was the last player taken in the seventh round, he's had an uphill climb in terms of being appreciated for his abilities as opposed to just being a product of the offense. I've always believed that, you know, I think a lot of people get enamored with arm strength. You know, can this guy run? Can he do all these things athletically? But ultimately, you have to be able to make good decisions and you have to throw the ball straight. And Brock Purdy is a great example of that. that for the most part, he makes really good decisions. He's accurate with the football. And then he leaves it up to the playmakers to create separation and get themselves open. And then he delivers the football. So I think he's playing the position at a really high level. I don't care where he was drafted. I don't care what people say about him. I think he's a terrific player.
You know what I noticed? And maybe I'm just making something up here because I don't want to, you know, this is a very small sample. But I do think this is something that we do in life, no matter what we do for a living or who we are. We sort of identify with people who are similar. And so what the quarterbacks who really love Brock Purdy are tend to be guys who sort of played a similar style. Tom Brady loves Brock Purdy.
Yeah.
Troy Aikman loves Brock Purdy because Troy Aikman's sitting out here going, it's not all about running around and being fast and having a huge arm because those aren't things that Troy Aikman had. But I could give you one example in another direction. You know, Cam Newton has totally taken shots at Brock Purdy.
Yeah.
Played a completely different style of football.
Interesting. I've never thought about it that much as far as complete comps, but you're right, because Aikman was, you know, kind of mobile, but not really, and an accuracy guy, not overwhelmingly powerful or athletic. Same thing with Tom Brady. And so they see, I'm sure, in Brock Purdy some of themselves and think, yeah, that's what I'd look like if I was playing nowadays.
Yeah, or just what you value because it's what you did.
Yeah.
Like if you're Troy Aikman or Tom Brady, this is probably a similar process you used to beat opponents. The idea was let's process, let's make unbelievable decisions, let's do this from the pocket, let's use our running back really well, let's have a great offensive line in front of me. Like it just feels familiar to them, I think, when they watch Brock Purdy play. Now, Troy was a very high draft pick. You know, there's that side to it, too. And so I'm glad he's bringing that up because he's absolutely right. Like, that's draftism 101, which started right here on this show.
Yeah.
For him to say that if Brock Purdy were drafted in the first round, the world would be completely sold, 100% sold. Not just on what he's done, but who he is now and where he's going next. This contractual conversation wouldn't be happening at all if he were a first-round pick.
It'd be a slam dunk. It would not be a question of if. It would be a question of how much. And that's unfortunate in terms of Brock Purdy having to deal with it. But honestly, if he plays as well as he has, it's not going to matter where he was drafted for the 49ers. They're going to pay him all the money. But it's all that outside scrutiny, Mark. And you're right. It's just the fact that he was drafted where he was drafted, so there's always going to be skepticism because of that.
One other thing we wanted to play for you, because we were going to really actually dive into this today, and we haven't gotten to it yet. I thought this was really interesting if you want to zero in on just the local aspect, because there are not many names from a media standpoint more synonymous with a team than Matt Barrows and the 49ers. He's been doing it forever. Now doing it with The Athletic, and he was on with Steiny and Goo yesterday, and take a listen to one of the comments he made.
You can take a magnifying glass and find a couple of cracks on this roster, but it's the best roster in the league. And it's the best one that, you know, I've covered since and I started covering this team in 2002. So this team has an excellent chance of winning the Super Bowl. Luck always is a huge factor in this. And maybe the 49ers will get lucky this year and a team like Houston or somebody else in the AFC will knock off the Chiefs, knock Patrick Mahomes out of the running. To me, that's the difference in the two Super Bowls that they lost. The Chiefs have a once-in-a-lifetime player in Patrick Mahomes who excels in fourth quarters, who just puts the game on his shoulders and wins games, and you know, nobody else does.
Okay, so what Matt Barrows just said there is that this is the best 49er roster in 22 years.
Yeah.
And I'm pretty sure last year fits in that window.
Yeah, it fits in the 22-year window.
He's saying this roster is better than last year's. Do you believe that?
It's always hard to compare roster to roster, but and I do think that last year's roster was probably the best one they've had, even going back to the Alden and Cowboy Smith days and that defense, which was nasty. I think the jury is still out on this roster versus that one based on the defensive line, and you have to wait and see if the linebacking can step up and replace Dre Greenlaw or when he can come back. But on the surface, it looks like a very good roster. Is it the best roster in football? Maybe. And if he says it's the best roster he's seen in 22 years, I'll take him at his word.
I mean, the Greenlaw question is the one that comes up for me. I know we want more productivity out of the defensive line, but in theory, what they have should lead to pretty good results. And I think the Malik Collins thing is going to quickly become the most underrated move of the offseason type of vibe for sure. But yeah, go to the other side of the ball and where are they not better?
Well, Dominic Pooney, you're asking a third-round rookie. Like, he's never played a snap in the NFL, and I think many of us, and I'm looking at you, and I'm looking at Grandy, and all the rest of the draft Knicks, we're already putting this guy 17 games. He's got to be awesome. Well, I want to see it.
Yeah, you got to see it. There's
I apologize
no
if I want to see it.
No, you have, of course. And so, there have been plenty of players who have been great with the lights off, and then the lights come on.
Yeah.
And it doesn't look the same, but you do have people in the know who are looking at not just like practice, not even just looking at preseason sure. games. They're looking at technique and whatnot, and they're
absolutely.
He won the job for a reason,
right? He won the job because the guy who was there before him was not very good. I mean, that's honestly why he won the job. Now, is Dominic Pooney good? I hope so, but the job was available because the guy who had that job was not doing the job, Spencer Burford.
That is correct. That is correct. Some might even say that he lost the Super Bowl.
Yeah, I don't know who would say such a reckless thing.
We're sponsored by Robert Half, and the NFL season is about to begin on Willard and Dibbs.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
Like
I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Developed by another firm, American Eagle helped take our technology to a whole new level with digital marketing, software development, and business insights into our key markets, appliances, HVAC, and outdoor power equipment, and did so both on time and on budget. AmericanEagle.com has the resources, experience, and talent needed to produce solutions. Our new technology platform developed by AmericanEagle.com has produced tremendous results with higher traffic, conversion, engagement, and online revenue. If you have any home repairs you need to take care of, check us out at RepairClinic.com. If you need a world-class website or technology project, then I would highly recommend AmericanEagle.com.
Call AmericanEagle.com at 773-NETWORK. That's AmericanEagle.com, 773-NETWORK.
Timmy, everybody. Great job.
Next up for our fifth grade class recital, we have Samantha.
10 times better performance can make a big difference. Castrol Edge Motor Oil gives your engine 10 times better high-stress performance. Castrol Edge, better oil for maximum performance. Now through December 28th, Castrol Edge and Edge High Mileage Motor Oil are on rollback at Walmart.
Claim based on sequence 9 test under high load conditions versus APISP test limits.
To Willard and Dibs on 95.7 The Game.
Well, the two-time MVP is on the field. And then there's, well, I mean, the other MVP is just waiting to come out on the field.
Gotcha.
So, Lamar Jackson and the Baltimore Ravens are on the field first. And one of our first reactions to the game, and I actually heard Bill Belichick say this the other day. He's actually, quick aside, he's doing so much media. And you're seeing that
he's out of control.
Well, you're seeing that that guy you've been watching at the podium for the last handful of years, that's not him. He's
right.
Actually a regular dude with a personality. He just never would give it to people before.
I'm sorry if I'm distracted, but we just had absolute football bliss for the first time this year.
What's that? Sean Hockley calling a penalty?
Oh, yeah. We got our first five of the year.
I hate referee Dibs.
Oh, Sean. Sean Hockley came out. Five? You want five? False start? Offense?
It was actually
5 yards.
It was actually a legal formation.
Whatever.
You
it was blissful.
You should know that. You should know that.
I'm trying to focus on the show, but I saw a yellow hanky in the air, and I got goosebumps.
Sean Hockley is almost
Guns
as
Jr.
muscular as his dad, but not quite.
Yeah, Guns Jr.
But anyway, yeah, second play of the game is a penalty, but the very first action in this game was a kickoff, and Belichick said about a week ago, he goes, you watch. You're seeing in the preseason, everyone's experimenting with this. You're going to see a lot of people just kick it right out of the end zone again.
Yeah.
And we had guessed earlier in the show that you get the ball at the 35 when you do that. But no, you get it at the 30.
Yeah.
And he's like, I think teams are still going to kick it through the end zone because even if in theory you're stopping teams on average on the 26 or the 27, it's not worth it to take the risk of them running the ball back. Just give it to them at the 30, and that's exactly what the Chiefs did.
Yep. Yeah, I think the other risk is if you try to like directionally kick it short and one hop it, you might kick it out of bounds and they get it at the 40. And yeah, you're very susceptible to the big return, especially early in the season. I think you want to kind of play it a little bit more conservatively at first.
888-957-9570. The NFL season is underway. What are your thoughts? Rich in Fremont. Hi, Rich. Thanks for calling. Good to see you yesterday.
Yeah, guys. Thanks for taking my call. I'm still feeling the electricity from the Red and Gold Summit. What a great time I had. And one of the highlights, as always, I get to shake hands with you guys. Got to say hello to, you know, the Morning Roast. You know, Stani and Guru. It was just a special time. I got to meet Evan Giddens' parents. That was really special. Just had really just a great time yesterday. That was just an amazing event. I'm glad you guys put it on. I had a great time.
Well, you know what, Rich? Before you go on, let us just say, whenever we do those, the biggest thing that touches us is how many people take time out of the middle of their week to come see us. So thank you so much for doing that.
Hey, man, it was a win-win. That's the way I saw it. But I will say this much. I believe that the Niners have the best chance to get to the Super Bowl. And I'll tell you why. Because the one thing that you have to consider is that experience is the best lesson, okay, in sports. We saw this last season with Boston. Boston kept winning. So, the East Coast Conference. And it got to a point where, because they kept trying, hey, they finally, okay? And I got a feeling this year is a year like that. Now, I was a little skeptical when they couldn't sign Trent and couldn't sign B.A.
Your
phone is breaking up all over the place. We'd love to hear the rest of what you're saying, but I think we got the concept of what he's getting at, which is that he's feeling a lot of optimism about the 49ers this year.
You should feel optimistic. Vegas is optimistic. Yep. The over under on wins is 11.5. Any prognosticator feels optimistic. And you've got the majority of your team back from last year, which turned out to be a really good team. So you got to be optimistic about that as well. And you've got the opener at home Monday against Aaron Rodgers on prime time. You've got, what, 5 primetime games?
I think it is. I think it's 5.
So Vegas, the networks, and the experts all think that you're going to be good. So as a fan, if you're one of these fans that's wallowing in, Shanahan can't win the big one. Well, then for me, you're kind of missing out on the joy of sports. You're a 49er fan, and you've got a team that everybody thinks is going to be really good. Sit back and watch them be really good. And if they're not, call us and rip them.
Yeah. Well, I'm sure people will do that anyway. Primetime games for the Niners this year. Obviously, Monday against the New York Jets. And then a little bit later on, you've got the Sunday night game against the Dallas Cowboys. I skipped one. They've got a Thursday night game in Seattle, October 10th. Sunday night game against Dallas is on October 27th. And my internet's getting funny, but you've also got the Thursday night game against the Rams, December 12th. And then Monday, December 30th, you've got another Monday nighter against the Detroit Lions.
6 primetime games. Yeah. I misspoke. Yeah, yeah. 6 in primetime. And I don't think they can be flexed out to get a 7th. I thought that there was a max or a cap that you could have 6 primetime games. But, yeah, that's all you need to know about how the networks feel about you.
Yeah, absolutely. So, yeah, they're feeling very optimistic. You know who's not feeling very optimistic? Derrick Henry fantasy owners.
Easy
oh, my
there.
God. He
Easy.
Looks. What did he get? What does he got? 2 yards on 2 carries? He looks.
He's got 3 yards on 2 carries, and he was open on a little dump off pass, but Lamar, your guy, couldn't get it over the defensive player.
He's only been in on first downs.
Yeah, he doesn't catch passes. He never has.
He was in on second down last drive.
He looks absolutely cooked. There he goes again. All right, that time he got 6.
Yeah,
right,
get good. Over it. Yeah. Just dial it back a little bit.
I'm
That's
fine.
My player you're talking about.
I don't know about you.
I'm doing great.
Okay.
I'm trying to do a radio show, and all I see is the side of your head.
Well, the football game is on. What do you want
you give
from
me?
You
give me a hard time when I'm watching tennis.
Yeah, because it's tennis.
Because I enjoy it.
It's not allowed. It's not allowed. If you're going to like something and have me look at the side of your head for the entire show, it has to be something that our listeners like too.
Has to be something that you like.
No, The listeners, I said. The listeners. John Sally, the listeners. It can't be something that you,
John Sally,
4 other people like, okay? All right. Anyway, yeah, look, I tell you what. Monday can't get here soon enough. Thursday's already here. We get to do this again tomorrow night. And this thing is off to it's off to a pretty good start. I mean,
we're underway.
Fade the Dibbers is Ravens +3.
Yeah, and I love it. I'm looking good right now. Kansas City's defense cannot get off the field. Can't stop the Ravens. Can't stop. Won't stop. In all seriousness, like, this is just so much fun to watch, knowing that it's the first of 272, and we get a weird Friday game tomorrow, which Guru's right about the Brazil field and the optics and the cash grab and all the rest of it, but it's going to be pretty fun having a game on Friday night. And I didn't know about the rules that you were laying out earlier, the broadcast and the league rules, where they're not allowed to do it unless it's overseas or before 5 o'clock.
Or streaming, You're not allowed to broadcast on a Friday night. I mean, this is a rule that is like 60 years
old. And it's crazy that that rule hasn't been like just swept aside.
Yeah, exactly. But no, I feel no guilt about it. Look, that's where we're heading. There's going to be football every single night of the week pretty soon. You can feel that. And you know, that's great. That's where we're at in life. So, by the way, before we get out of here, I do want to remind everybody, and not just remind everybody, but also really invite everybody. I don't know how many of you are lucky enough to have tickets to this football game on Monday, but if you do, I give you two suggestions. One, come see us. Two, leave early. And yes, they go hand in hand. We will be doing our show, so are Steiny and Goo.
Exactly.
So we as a station will be out there by 10 a.m.
At the Hilton.
At the Hilton, Santa Clara, and they've got their event with great food, great drinks, and then, of course, the best pregame show in the Bay Area, presented by Hobbs Law. You've been wronged. Hobbs Law will fight to make it right. Call 1-800-INJURED or visit HobbsLaw.com. Oh, touchdown, Derrick Henry. Good for you, Dibbers. Good for you. Ravens are on the board.
Yeah, how you like me now? Fade the Dibbers.
It's first quarter.
Score to the Bizzord. I'm going to walk out proud right now.
Yeah, go ahead and walk out. Yeah, but no, come see us.
I feel bad for the Derrick Henry owners.
No, he's cooked.
Leads the league in fantasy puntos.
He does. He does lead the league in touchdowns, and it has been confirmed. All right, Grandy, what you got? What you got coming up? What are you doing?
We're going to hear the morning roast, talk about Niner fans' regrets from the last handful of years, and then we're going to run through the NFL theme songs that you guys did earlier.
Oh, that was fun
stuff.
That was really, really fun.
You did a good job with that, Grandy.
Yeah, it was fun. No, that was absolutely great. All right, so hang out. Enjoy it. We'll be back doing it again tomorrow. Rex Ryan is going to join us on that program. Oh, I forgot to ask. Do you want to do it? Do you want to do it again tomorrow?
I can't wait till tomorrow.
All right, here we go. For Dibs, for Grandy, for Ken, I'm Mark. Shoot your shot. That's all you got.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.